Hey, it's Mike Salk here. I want to thank you for listening to the Brock and Salk podcast. This episode is brought to you by Famous Dave's. That's America's favorite barbecue. To find a Famous Dave's near you, go to famousdaves.com.
Get in the freaking auto!
This is Brock and Salk.
Brock Heward and Marcus. Sorry about just
Mike.
On Seattle Sports.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
You were not exactly Joe Cap there in the pocket.
Presented by Simply Seattle.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Saul.
Oh man, the reaction to Justin singing is impressive. 425 says, Justin, just knocked that out of the park.
All out on
open. You like that today? Sure, absolutely. Nailed it. Fine performance there, Justin. When will this be streaming on Spotify? This isn't fair. Justin's actually enjoying this. So, yeah. All right. That's some of the reaction to Justin singing. If you missed it, you can always find it at seattlesports.com on our podcast page. It's opening day, and our excitement has been bubbling over throughout the morning, Brock. Right now, let's go to the ballpark. Katie Griggs, Mariners president, joining us right now. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And I would like to say I also think Justin killed it. It's a great job.
Oh, Katie, you're too nice.
You know, Justin works at the ballpark. I mean, like, as the president, don't you think you could kind of get him to maybe sing like that during, you know, between innings or
Katie,
something?
Katie, are you excited for opening day? Or?
Really, you know, talent recognizes talent over here. Yeah, no, we'll have to look into that.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys ever done karaoke? Karaoke for the sixth inning
Katie,
stretch.
Are you excited for opening day?
Karaoke with Justin.
More excited for opening day.
What's new? What is new this year? What if we're making it over to the ballpark today? Last year that we had the kind of renovated Diamond Club and all that? What is new this year?
I mean, starting point, you've been talking about it all morning. You know, really excited about the guys we're going to have out on the field today, including a lot of new faces and then the return of Mitch Haniger. But inside the ballpark, off of the field, a lot of exciting stuff. We've added another walk-off market near the center field gate. We know our fans like being able to go in, go out, get their food real quick. The double Mitchwich that I know you've talked about, that'll be in the walk-off markets as well. Going to Seattle Children.
Have you had a double Mitchwich yet?
I haven't. I'm a big fan. I don't know which Mitch I prefer, to be honest with you.
Okay.
They're both good.
Yeah, that's my challenge, is trying to figure out which one to eat first.
So remind me again, what are the two differences? One is?
One is more of a Cuban-style sandwich, and one is turkey, fried avocado. It's healthy, but not.
Right.
Yeah. That's
I think you got to eat the Cuban side first because it's got some kick to it, some spice. And then the avocado, the creaminess, should kind of balance that out at the end.
Oh, I think that's a good strategy, Mike. You try it out and you let me know how it goes.
All right. I'm on it for you, Katie.
For a Mariner fan, Katie, maybe a new one that's coming to experience opening day, taking their kid for the first time. Opening days are always so special. What would you kind of counsel them? How would you advise them to when to get there, what to see, just how to experience all that is opening day tonight?
Yeah, no, opening day really is a night that I think the Mariners in particular do an absolutely incredible job with. There's quite the show, as many of you who have been before know. So I would recommend being in your seats by 6:30. Get here early. They're going to be a big crowd here tonight, but also there's so much to see around the ballpark. One of my favorite things is just walking around. Not only is there different food and beverage options and all over the ballpark, there are different places you can just really get a feel for the ballpark, and it feels different. It looks different. Being up on the 300 level, I'm not sure today is going to afford the views that perhaps we often get up there, but really there is no bad seat. It's fun to walk around, but be in your seats at 6:30. We've got some really, really fun stuff planned.
If the weather isn't going to be great today, it should be the rest of the weekend, tomorrow, and then
this
certainly.
This weekend's looking incredible.
I know.
Yeah, no, we're excited.
How about that? That's pretty sweet. For those who can't make it to the ballpark every game this year, I know that the RSN question has been on everybody's minds. What is the latest on viewing games for the Mariners this year? Any changes expected this year, or should everything be sort of status quo?
Yeah, no, there's been a lot of conversation on this. So the very short version is everywhere you could watch it last year, you can watch it this year, but Comcast has changed tiers. And I know there's been a lot of conversation about it being a lot more expensive to get access to Root this year. If you give them a call, they're offering a $5 a month upcharge. to get to that premium tier. So I highly recommend, do give them a call. Do take advantage of that special offer. I've heard some people getting it for as low as $2 a month. So, but you can still watch it on Comcast, DirecTV, Fubo. If you're out of market, MLB.TV is still an option. We're always working on finding new ways for our fans to be able to get our content. So that's something that there isn't anything I can talk to now, but it's something we're working towards every day.
How does a former stud goalie watch a game? I loved when my Macy was a goalie. It was great. It was, as a parent, it was like, oh my gosh, she hardly touches the ball. And then when she got to deliver in the biggest moments, amazing. And you played goalie in college. You were an amazing goalie yourself. So how does a goalie take in 9 innings of baseball?
A goalie paces. I don't know if you've ever watched a game. A goalie does not stand still despite the fact there's activity going on. So, no, I'm all over the ballpark. So as I mentioned, for our fans, I love walking around, seeing it through the eyes of our fans. I get caught often at the top of the center field stair tower. I just really enjoy taking the time to be able to see it from all of the different amazing ball angles of our ballpark. There really aren't bad seats. And so it's fun and it's great to get to interact with our fans, see what they're seeing. And if something's not going great, make sure that we get it fixed ASAP.
And I heard you got to interact with everybody on Sunday. I got a text here from the 360. Tell Katie, thanks for Sunday. It was great. What was that like?
Sunday was amazing. I brought my son with me, and he's 8, and there were kids everywhere. The weather was perfect, and it was just, the energy was awesome. Everyone's so excited for the start of the season. There were kids everywhere. Got to really explore and be a part of the ballpark and go places you don't normally get to go. I mean, ultimately, the reason we do what we do is for our fans, and having the opportunity to get them in a little bit early, get them some behind the scenes access, do some fun stuff at the ballpark and lead up to tonight. It was a really great event.
Okay, so what do we think of the baseball as we finally get it going tonight? Luis is on the hill and the Rock is taking the ball to get this whole thing going. How does this team feel to you as you've been around them this spring? If you heard everything from John Stanton to Jerry DePoto to Scott Servais and the seat that you sit in as Mariners president, how does this season shape up in your eyes?
We're excited. I think the team is excited. There's a different energy. I think that's, you guys spent a lot of time with them down in spring training as well, but this is a team that knows they're good and knows that expectations are high, and I think they're excited to step into it. We've had a young core for a few years, but the interesting thing about young cores is they get better as they age. You know, Julio is now 23. That's still so young, and every year, you know, he should be getting better for a while. We've got a lot of other guys who've stepped up and are getting better. Our pitching staff is dirty, and if you look at our lineup tonight, I mean, when you're looking at the way that we go all the way 1 through 9, it's deep. We've got guys that should be making contact, getting guys on base, and ultimately scoring runs up and down the lineup, which I don't know that we could have said at this time last year.
I think you just made a Simply Seattle t-shirt right there. Did you? I saw your face, Aug. I saw your face in my
pitching
face.
Pitching staff was dirty.
This pitching staff is dirty.
Yeah.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
I mean, I can't disagree with it. No, they absolutely are like dirty. That right Isn't that there. Exactly how you should describe them?
Yes.
I'm all in on that. Katie, I'm smelling a marketing campaign.
Uh-huh.
Let's get Kevin
on the
phone.
I'll make sure Kevin knows.
Well, there are some fun things. I know my girls, Cecily told me the other day that she needs to go to a Hello Kitty night. So she's very excited.
That one always sells out, so get on top of that one.
All right. We'll be at, I think, the first of the Hello Kitty night, so that's kind of exciting. I know there's bobbleheads throughout the weekend as well for Julio. Opening day, Nelson Cruz today, a whole bunch of other surprises. Katie, thanks so much as always. Good luck this year. We'll talk again.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you at the ballpark.
All right. There you go. There's the Mariners president, Katie Griggs, and awesome stuff. She's a fun one.
She is.
I like her a lot. She's done a really, really good job of what she needs to do.
Yep.
So for everybody who's writing in, she's not the person who sets budget or anything like that. Katie has a very specific job, and she does a really, really good job with it. Okay. Let's take a quick break. We're going to give you guys everything you need to know, kind of reset for opening day. And then Nelson Cruz is going to join us. I can't wait. I love Nelson Cruz. When Bob finds out that we talked to Nelson Cruz, he is going to be so mad. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Well, the good
part
thing is he's sleeping, so don't tell him.
Nobody
on
Bob
the text toy this afternoon.
Don't
nobody.
Tell him.
Please.
He's going to be down at the ballpark. They're going to be out at Hatback.
Yes.
If you go down to the park and you see him there at Hatback, whatever you do,
don't mention it.
Don't tell Bob that we had Nelson Cruz, because he will lose his mind. And like the Incredible Hulk, you don't need that kind of rage. If you everything you need to know next, it's Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710.
Check out the Box Yard across from T-Mobile Park featuring Hatback Bar and Grill, Steelheads Alley, and Victory Hall. The Box Yard is Soto's premier pre- and post-game destination with delicious bites and brews. For more info, visit mariners.com/boxyard.
You're free now, free to stream beyond your wildest dreams, free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber, your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com.
Massive, the power of pop culture is Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture's newest exhibition featuring iconic artifacts from Batman, Star Wars, Barbie, and more. All throughout May, Washington residents receive special discounts on tickets and memberships. Tickets at mopop.org/maycation.
All right, listen up, Tacoma. It's Mike Salk here. Yes, thank you for listening. And also want to let you know that America's favorite barbecue is back. Famous Days Barbecue at Tacoma Place is reopening on Thursday, April 18th. Join the welcome back party, which starts at 11 a.m. with Famous Dave Anderson himself. Famous Dave is going to be there? Oh my gosh. Photo ops, giveaways, and of course, the classic cue. You know it. Digging into smoking starters like the traditional wings and handhelds like the Georgia chopped pork sandwich. Or maybe feed more or less with the all-American feast. A full slab of ribs, a whole country roast chicken, choice of Texas beef brisket, or the Georgia chopped pork, plus the creamy coleslaw, the famous fries, the Wilbur beans, the sweet corn, the cornbread muffins, the whole deal. It is served family style for 4 to 6 people. All right, come get that barbecue fix and meet Famous Dave, 1901 South 72nd Street in Tacoma. It starts April 18th at 11 a.m. And of course, they're still in Tukwila off South Center Parkway as well. Just go to famousdaves.com to learn more. That's famousdaves.com.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
All right, it's opening day. Nelson Cruz is going to be throwing out the first pitch. And yes, he will join us coming up in just 15 minutes, Brock. Can't wait to talk to Nelly, one of my favorite Mariners. I know I'm not alone on that. Certainly one of the favorites of anybody who had an opportunity to watch him. Gentle human being who was violent in the batter's box. So looking forward to seeing him tonight and to hearing from him coming up in 15 minutes. It'll be Luis Castillo on the hill, and it'll be Julio Rodriguez that will be the centerpiece of everything. He is the guy on this team. He is the person that makes it all go. They asked him asked Tim Kirchin yesterday, how good could he be?
I'm not sure there is one. I mean, look at the track record. Look at those first two seasons. It's ridiculous how good he has been. He has been historically good when it comes to power and speed combination, and to do it at his age is amazing. And the reason there is no ceiling is his work ethic, and I know this all sounds corny, is second to none. His level of focus is amazing for a young player.
I do think if Julio is going to take over the league, Brock, and become maybe its best player, this feels like a year where that will start to happen.
Yeah, and I think the power end of that is going to be a big, big part of it. I know that Jeff Passan has said he's got the capability of hitting 45 homers and stealing 45 bases, and he has that kind of athleticism and that kind of juice. But for a lineup that doesn't have a Teo and it doesn't have a Suarez and it doesn't maybe have some of the thump, I know Polanco and Garver can certainly do that. This may be a year they need it. Speaking of which, do we have a lineup yet?
No.
We don't have a lineup quite yet.
No, but the most of them aren't awake. The players aren't awake yet.
Oh, they're awake?
No,
they're
not.
Oh, yes, they are. Their
uniforms are pressed and ready to go. You're going to think of baseball players waking up this early on a 7 o'clock game?
For the opener?
Yeah, no.
I think so.
Absolutely not. No chance. Those guys are fast asleep for another couple hours. Them and Bob, they're all sleeping in today. First of four with the Red Sox tonight. Then they got Cleveland coming in after that. Excitement building for opening day Mariner baseball tonight.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
Meanwhile, over on Montlake, it's like five different press conferences trying to just meet everybody. Hey, hi, I'm the new basketball coach. Hi, I'm the new athletic director. Hi, I'm the new offensive coordinator. Hi, I'm the new head coach. They are all just getting to know each other. And let's see, who do I want to play for you? Here's Danny Sprinkle, the new basketball coach. He's excited to be here, loves that he's in this job.
The immense pool of candidates they had here, this is an elite job. And, you know, transitioning to the Big Ten, I know it's no small task, and I know me and my staff and our program will be up for it. And, you know, I'm super excited to work with Pat Chun. You know, I'm new, but he's newer. And and so it's just an exciting time. And I know change is sometimes difficult for everybody, but, you know, in order for growth, there has to be change too. And we're really excited about that.
It is a weird situation.
Yeah, this isn't even just change. I mean, this is just an absolute whirlwind.
Yeah.
I mean, from Kalen DeBoer to Jed Fish to Troy Dannon to Pat Chun, from Hopkins to, I mean, these are your prominent jobs.
Yes.
On campus there. And there's going to be a new facility. And, oh, by the way, a new conference. Like, this is just unprecedented. I mean, even as a diehard sports fan, even as a Husky, even as someone that's embedded and knows what's going on over there, you're still spinning. Like, whoa. And, oh, by the way, on Montlake today is Pro Day. With 13 of those guys who were at the Combine, and most of the NFL is there, and tons of prospects putting on a show today. So, yep, the old cycle never, ever seems to stop spinning.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
You guys may remember that we spent a lot of time talking about Jim Harbaugh and whether or not he would make sense as a head coach here in Seattle. It didn't work out that way. I'm excited about Mike McDonald, but if you want to know why there was a lot of excitement around the idea of Jim Harbaugh, listen to him talk about the importance of the offensive line.
The offensive line to me is important. I mean, if I asked you the question of, like, what position group depends on no other position group to be good, but every other position group depends on them to be good, you know, what position group is that? Offensive line.
He goes on from there, but you get the drift. By the way, doesn't that sound like one of those riddles? Cecily was asking me those riddles the other day, like, what has four holes and is seen at nearly every sports game?
Yep. What?
A jersey.
Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a jersey. But
does it surprise you in any way that Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman were living in RVs for the last month?
No, he said LA? He was going to do that, didn't he?
Does it surprise you in any way that he has just been living and working out of an RV down in LA?
No, not really.
No, it really
makes perfect sense.
He's a beautiful
mind. Say this. There's a lot of talk about the importance of offensive line play. The reason I like Jim Harbaugh and wanted him here is because he does it. He doesn't just talk that talk. He actually walks that walk when it comes to the offensive line and its importance, and it has helped him win wherever he's gone.
Yep, and he's done it at San Diego. He's done it at Stanford. He did it at Michigan. He did it at San Francisco. He's done it everywhere, at every level. That's 1AA. That was a soft Stanford program that he made unbelievably brutal. It was a Michigan program that he turned into the two-time Joe Moore Award-winning offensive line and was the foundation of the national title team.
He gets it.
Yep, absolutely.
From what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies.
I was in his van down by the river.
You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
That's everything you need to know. Quarter past every hour here on the Brock.
Only thing I could think of in an RV.
Yeah.
Okay, before Boomstick joins us, give me your lineup for today. You obviously know who's getting the ball. We know who's going to be in the high leverage positions at the end of it. But if I ask Salky, and I'm sorry, I should have given you a heads up. I could have.
No, it's going to be JP.
Texted you,
and then it's going to be Julio.
So you're going to go JP, Julio.
And then it's going to be our new second baseman here, Jorge Polanco.
All right.
And then I think it's probably going to be Garver.
Okay.
And then it's going to be Cal.
Okay. Garver DHing, obviously.
Yeah. It's going to be Cal. Okay. And then it's going to be Mitch.
Okay.
And then I'm probably playing Canzone in left.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then Ty France.
All right.
And then Josh Rojas.
Wow. Oh, yeah. You're going Rojas tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Righty on the hill. So, yeah.
Okay.
I would guess, I would be willing to guess that will be the lineup tonight.
Wow. Ty hitting eighth. You want to talk about an extended, stretched out lineup. Ty hitting eighth in that lineup.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be hitting seventh and Canzone will be eighth, but yeah. I'm going to guess that that is those are the okay. nine people playing tonight, okay. and I'm going to guess that that will be the lineup.
All right, I like it.
You like it?
I like it. I do.
You know
who
would look good right in the middle of that lineup?
Yeah.
Nelson Cruz. Mm-hmm. Put prime Nelson Cruz right in the middle of that lineup, and it would not get any worse, that's for sure. In fact, Nelson makes any lineup better, and he's going to make the show better. Coming up next, we talk to the Boomstick before opening day tonight. He's throwing out the first pitch, and he joins us on Brock and Salk.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com.
Massive, the power of pop culture, is Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture's newest exhibition, featuring iconic artifacts from artists Beyoncé, Nirvana, and more. All throughout May, Washington residents receive special discounts on tickets and memberships. Tickets at mopop.org/maycation.
Cantor Diamond, truly the best diamond prices, saving you big on your next special diamond. By appointment in our Tacoma showroom or globally by phone or email, cantordiamond.com or on Instagram at KANTOR Diamond.
All right, listen up, Tacoma. It's Mike Salk here. Yes, thank you for listening. And also want to let you know that America's favorite barbecue is back. Famous Days Barbecue at Tacoma Place is reopening on Thursday, April 18th. Join the welcome back party, which starts at 11 a.m. with Famous Dave Anderson himself. Famous Dave is going to be there? Oh my gosh. Photo ops, giveaways, and of course, the classic queue. You know it. Digging into smoking starters like the traditional wings and handhelds like the Georgia chopped pork sandwich. Or maybe feed more or less with the all-American feast. A full slab of ribs, a whole country roast chicken, choice of Texas beef brisket, or the Georgia chopped pork, plus the creamy coleslaw, the famous fries, the Wilbur beans, the sweet corn, the cornbread muffins, the whole deal. It is served family style for 4 to 6 people. All right, come get that barbecue fix and meet Famous Dave, 1901 South 72nd Street in Tacoma. It starts April 18th at 11 a.m. And of course, they're still in Tukwila off South Center Parkway as well. Just go to FamousDaves.com to learn more. That's FamousDaves.com.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
All right, well, Nelson's going to join us in a couple of minutes. Looking forward to a little chat with our old friend, the big boomstick, Nelson Cruz.
It was at this time yesterday, the great Kyle Brown was on, and it's at this time today. I embarrass him because remember when we would step into the cage down in spring training?
Yeah.
And Kyle is very fearful of birds, and he was very fearful of Nelson Cruz. It was so loud, and it was so violent in there that his delicate little ears just could not handle the level of violence.
Yeah.
We use that word a lot in football. I love that word. Man, I think that's grown to be one of my favorite words. We don't hear it or talk about it a lot in baseball, but that man, with the force with which he swung and the size with which he delivered that club to the ball, yeah. It was different.
Yeah, and I think that is one of those things that's made Julio so impressive, is Julio's a big dude, but he's not built like Nelson Cruz. Right. I mean, very few people are. Nelson was just he is a giant person.
What do you think Nelly weighed, though? Julio's 6'3", 230.
Yeah.
I don't know if Nelly was much more than that. Maybe he was 240. I mean,
the way he was built, though.
Correct. It was the upper body bulk.
Just such a monster.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know that I could give you height and weight, but just being around both of them. Mm-hmm. Julio's a big guy. He's much bigger than you realize. He's a lot bigger than he was a few years ago, too. I mean, correct. I remember watching him when we first would get down to spring training when he was in the minor leagues. And I was like, I don't know that I see it. He's so tall and thin. Yep. Like, that's going to be a power threat. And then, man, did he ever just grow into it? And you're like, now I see it. They projected it. They knew what was coming and what was going to be on that frame when it was all said and done. But Nelson was just a monstrous, monstrous presence. And then behind that, like one of the all-time nice, gentle guys that you would ever meet.
Yep. Yep, beloved. And obviously love Scott Service. And we told that story a ton, how Scott was really a conduit for him and a hitting coach back in the day and an instructor there in Texas. And not that he saved Nelson's career by any means, but he was an impetus of change and a guy that so believed in Nelson. And I got a bunch for Nelson when he does join us here any minute, just talking about Scott, talking about Julio, talking about Luis. Do you think he's ever gone fishing down there in the Dominican with Luis?
Has Scott Service got the chance to do? It's a very good question. I know he faced him a couple of times.
Sure.
Not often. He did face, because I looked this up yesterday, he did face Castillo. He has faced Kirby, so we can ask him about those guys and what they look like. Actually, he had some pretty good success against both of them, so maybe he maybe we don't want to hear his secrets on how to defeat them. But while we wait for Nelson, and I'm told I'm going to be calling here in just a moment, I will just sort of hopefully give one last plug. If you guys do have a few minutes today and you're getting ready for opening day, and maybe you do have some conflicted feelings or some, I don't know, trepidation after last season, or I don't know, you're not exactly sure how to take this opening day. That's how I was feeling yesterday, because I love baseball and I love the cyclical nature and I am excited, but last year hurt in a lot of different ways. And so I wrote about it. It's at seattlesports.com. I was really, really appreciative of a few people.
You were in a mood, man, because if you like psychology, if you like astrology, if you like climatology, if you like it, it is all there waiting for you.
Well, you go find it at seattlesports.com. Right now, though, let's welcome the boomstick himself, Nelson Cruz, back to Seattle and back to our airwaves. Nelson, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Happy to be back.
How does it feel? How's it feel being back in Seattle?
Good memories, you know. Yesterday, driving from the airport to the hotel, you know, I love the weather. I love the rain. some people don't like me. That's one of the things that I love about Seattle, because always it was raining. So even in Dominican now, I moved to the mountains, so I can see the rains every day.
Interesting.
What about the hail? Was the hail a little much yesterday, or were you okay with that too?
You know what? I didn't see that. They told me there was hail, but I didn't see that. No.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, we used to see, I'm not even going to make a joke about hail being like the Nelson Cruz baseballs raining down in the
bleachers.
I'm sorry. I take it back. Nelson, that's a terrible joke. Let's keep reminiscing before we talk about today. What are some of your favorite memories of your time here in Seattle, or some of the teammates that you still keep in touch with? Tell us some of your favorites.
I think openers is always the excited one, you know, be able to have a fresh start, you know, a lot of expectations, you know, the fans are going there also with those hopes, and nothing better than an opener, you know. Opening day is the day that even it's a holiday. So we all excited for the day.
We were just chatting before you jumped on with us, Nelly, about your relationship with Scott Service. And, man, he's been here a lot of years. What is this? This is his eighth year now, Salk, is manager of this team. You go back years before that in the Rangers organization with him. What do you see now when you see this manager so established here in Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, yeah, we're going way back. And I'm so excited and happy for him. We got the chance to meet in Dominica. He went there to visit those players, the Dominican players there, and we went to dinner. So we chatted for a few hours, and it seems like, you know, he's really know what he's doing with the team, you know, and the whole organization, the way they turn around, and it seems like he's going to be here for many years to come. And like I say, he's a friend, so I'm really happy for him.
Talk to me about dinner with Scott Service in the Dominican. Where was it? What do we eat? We know that he went fishing with Luis. Did you get to be a part of any of that as well?
So, yeah, we had the dinner before the fishing trip. So we went to a nice restaurant. It was Maniac and a few of the coaches there. And it was a great meal. You know, we all enjoyed it. And I mean, we got great conversations going back from the times from Texas and Seattle, and how excited was the playoff, you know, and I was really happy for him and the team, the organization, the fans, to finally make it to the playoff, you know, all that. You know, I was dying to be part of one of those teams that come to the playoff in Seattle, but fortunately, you know, we don't make it. But like I said, I'm happy now. We've pulled it for the Mariners.
Why was there the night you hit the home run against Oakland that very nearly got the Mariners into the playoffs? That was a tremendous night and a great moment. But maybe it's for the best, because if you had been on a Scott Service team that had made the playoffs, unfortunately, you would have had to have heard this.
Let's party!
Can you imagine hearing your manager make that sound?
Yeah, that was an incredible night, man. Yeah, I remember, like, right now, just to get the homer, to get the lead, you know, and get us close to the race. I mean, every game in that last 2 weeks was dying, like, really excited. So as a player, that's what you can ask. I know as a fan as well, you know, you want to come to the ballpark and see your team win games. Mm.
Tell me, have you had an opportunity to meet or be around Julio at all?
Yeah, of course, yes. I know Julio when he signed in Dominican, like a young kid. And when I was with the Mariners as well, you know, seeing in the minors and through the years. We live close by. I hired him as my center field for the WBC last year. You know, and just what he become to be one of the best players in the league, you know, and a player that you have to watch because and every single day he does something special on the field.
Nelson Cruz here with us. You know the voice. The Boomstick going to be a part of the opening day activities tonight. Can't wait for all of that. And I got an idea for you, by the way, other than just throwing out the first pitch. Well, I'm thinking, like, first pitch has been done anywhere, everywhere, over time. What if we put, like, a gold tee out there and you do a first bomb? And you just hit a homer out to the center. Like, I think you could do it, right? I mean, you could go out there and just get warmed up, whatever you got to do, and just put the ball on a tee wherever you want it, and then just hit a bomb to start the opening day.
Could you hit a ball from home plate off a tee over the fence?
That will be amazing. That will be one at a time. I got to think about it. I got to suggest that to the people at the ballpark.
Do you think you could do it physically, Nelson? I mean, you still have it in you?
Yeah, you know what? I have a surgery. I blew up my bicep tendon right after I retired. I always mentioned that I want to retire in Dominican, so I play 5 games in Dominican. In a week, literally a week later after I retire, I blew up my bicep tendon. And now, finally, this week was the first week I started working out. So okay. I don't think I'm ready. But if they make it work, I will try it.
Okay. Right arm or left arm?
Right arm.
Oh, then no problem. I think you could do it with one hand. I think you could do that with just your left arm. I've seen what those arms look like. I have no problem. I totally believe you could do that. What does the future hold for you now? What's on tap for? I mean, you've retired. Congratulations. Unbelievable career.
Thank you.
Now what? What do you want to do?
Well, I work for the Dodgers. I'm a special advisor with the Dodgers. And as well, I work for MLB for Rod Manfred, help him out with Dominican and try to develop a better relationship with players and helping young kids have a better future, you know, and just make the environment for the players better and easier.
Is it kind of weird you mentioned Julio and seeing him as such a young prospect and so heralded then? And I think, I remember if my memory's right, Salk, I think Jerry told us he was something like 170 pounds when he was signed, and now he's about 230, and he's an absolute machine. Is it for you, Nelson, now that you can kind of look back at some of these guys and watch them grow and develop, what is it like to see now Julio at this level of stardom and this level of power?
Well, I mean, I was 175 when I signed, so I see Julio myself, you know, and I hope that he stay healthy. And I mean, if he can do that, you know, what he can do on the field is up to charge. So that's my hope and my wish, so he can stay healthy. He's gonna be a superstar for many years to come. I mean, he take care of himself the way he act on and off the field. Like you mentioned, he's take care of his body now, big and strong guy. So that was my wish.
And what do you weigh now? 185?
Well, I haven't gone there yet. Around 245.
245. That's similar to 185. Yeah. That's amazing.
I got 5 pounds more than when I retired. So that was my pounds when I was here, 140. So I got five extra pounds from eating and don't do anything for the last 3 months.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Can Julio be a 40 home run guy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, he had the power, you know. I think the experience that will help him up to get to that point, understand what type of pitches he can handle, then he will learn. I mean, it's a process. Mm-hmm. One, he figured it out, like, this is the type of pitches that I get the damage on. Definitely who will be a candidate to hit 40.
I was just looking through your numbers last night to think about this interview and saw that you faced Luis Castillo a couple of times. You faced George Kirby a couple of times. You have memories of any of the at-bats against either of those guys and kind of what they bring to the mound?
Well, Castillo, you know, he's a difficult at-bat against him. You know, he always gets you on with the sinker, 99, 98, and nasty change and slider. So definitely not a fan of bats against him. I think I got one hit or two. I don't know, remember.
You have pretty good numbers against him. I was looking at it last night. You have some interesting numbers. You have great numbers against Felix Hernandez, who you faced second most times in your career. Only Jared Weaver did you face more often than him. Mm-hmm. And you have great numbers against Felix, good numbers against Castillo, good numbers against Kirby. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I did good back then, you know.
Okay, so
the
I'm going
to
just...
I don't have to face it anymore, and I retired, so I don't have to worry about sinkers and changes and the sliders.
Well, I'm a little worried. I
have to worry about throw strike today.
Yeah, those batting practice fastballs. Those are the ones you want to hit.
Yeah, I'm worried now. Now, Nelly, I'm worried about you. I wasn't worried 10 minutes ago, but now I've got to be honest with you. I'm a little worried about you. You're coming off bicep tendon surgery, right? You've got a few extra pounds. This first pitch, I mean, you got 45,000 watching you tonight. I mean, do you think you can fire a good first pitch coming off the injury that you've come off?
Yeah, I mean, I've been throwing baseball since I was 15, so I don't think I would have any problem throwing one more for a strike.
All right, okay.
So thank you for the word, but I was throwing batting practice with my son a few days ago. So
how old's your son?
I have to just get loose a little bit more, and then I'll be good to go.
Is there going to be another cruise in baseball at some point? Are we going to be waiting for your son?
He's playing. He's getting better. He's definitely going to be taller than me. I can guarantee that. I don't know if he's going to feel like me, but we're working on it.
That's awesome. How old is he?
He's 15.
18.
He's already my size.
Wow.
No, 15. 15.
15. Oh, okay. 15. I was saying 18.
Yeah, he's 15. Okay. Yeah. No, 15.
So, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about him in the next couple of years. Nelson, let me just tell you on behalf of the city of Seattle, and I know you're going to feel the ovation tonight. You are beloved here. Everybody misses you. We loved the years that you spent here, loved getting a chance to watch you. I know that there are a lot of other hosts around town that are going to be jealous that I had the opportunity and Brock had the opportunity to talk to you today. One of our all-time favorites, and I know we speak for a lot of other folks when we say it. Good luck tonight. Good luck in retirement. Congratulations. We're all rooting for you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, there you go. There's Nelson Cruz, the boomstick himself. Seriously, I do mean that. Yeah. One of the most lovable people that you will meet in sports.
Yeah, I think he and Julio, we talk about this a lot with Julio, and I don't know if it is just a Dominican thing or not, but there is a childlike joy mm-hmm. with which they play this game.
So true.
That I think so often, and watching this machine of youth baseball in our country, and Titus is kind of starting it all out, going through this process, and we'll see, you know, how it all works and whether or not it, just to watch the amount of pressure, to watch the amount of showcases, to watch the amount of combines, to watch the amount of perfect games, to watch the amount of just the grind that is all of this versus just play.
Yeah.
Just going and playing. And I know there's a ton of pressure to get into the different organizations down there and the different academies. And that's not to say that there's not still the same stress and pressure to get into the academies. There is.
In some ways more so.
Absolutely. To provide a livelihood and a way out and everything else. But man, there is just a joy that they and Nelson plays with it and Julio does as well.
All right. Real quick before we rank, let me just tell you the roster, official opening day roster has been announced. No surprises really on it. Sam Haggard. Flaherty is on the 10-day injured list. So technically he's on the team, but on the injured list, they can have a couple of days to figure out what they want to do now with Haggerty. In terms of the pitching, it was the two guys that you figured would make the team. Cody Bolton is the first. Colin Snyder was the other. Remember, Jackson Coar was hurt. Matt Brash is not going to start the season healthy, nor is Gregory Santos. So to take their, nor is Brian Wu. So to take their place, those guys make the roster, as does Emerson Hancock. So that is what the opening day roster will look like. I'm sure later today we will hear a little bit more about their opening day lineup.
Divish made a note, their kind of depth there at third, that Brian Anderson was released, but that he is signing a minor league contract with the team and going to play in AAA.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, good. They would have needed to do that and give him the opportunity to try to sign elsewhere. That's good news because he is at least a major league caliber player, and they're an injury away from needing somebody like him, so that's good to hear. All right, that's your opening day roster. The team will be out there tonight. Nelson Cruz is going to be throwing out the first pitch. I don't think it sounds like he's going to hit a ball off the tee.
He was intrigued, though. Was he not intrigued?
That was kind of a belly laugh he got out of Nelson. That was pretty great. I'm sure Moore will do the same as we rank.
Got a list? Time to put it in order.
Fred Dwumfor's house. Top five meals that I have ever had.
This is Ranked.
To be honest, that list was really biased.
Every morning at 9:45 on Brock and Salk.
Top 10 list. I'm not buying it.
Ranked.
Ooh, can I give you one more little nugget here?
Yeah. Sure.
The Mora just tweeted us.
Mora, stop.
Or the Mora just sent to us. I apologize. This is from Molly McGrath.
Yeah, I know you were watching for this.
This is Molly McGrath. At UW Football Pro Day today, Molly is QB Michael Penix will run and jump. Oh, in addition to throwing, telling me, quote, "I ain't no bum. I want to show off my athleticism and prove that I can run when I need to."
Did anybody think he was a bum?
Good for you.
Jeez, that's awesome.
We should rank bums. Cool. Bums someday.
Bums ranked.
Bum Phillips, of course.
That won't get us in any trouble.
Michael Bumpus, hello.
All right. I'm not doing a traditional ranking today. I'm not putting these in order. What? Nope. I'm just going to give you...
Some might say you're doing more of a traditional ranking.
Back to back
days?
That's
enough.
What?
Today, I just want to tell you some things that I'm excited for this year. In no particular order. I don't think it's fair to rank these things, but it seemed like a good place as any to tell you about them. Some things I'm excited for this year in baseball, Brock. I'm excited, and we'll see them tonight, for the Castillo changeup and the Castillo two-seamer. Mm. I love any time he gets the ball moving arm side. It reminds me of Pedro, and I love it.
Is this two-seamer what Nelly called sinker?
Yes.
Okay.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yep. The one he throws at 98, 99 with that sinking movement boring in on a right-hander's hands. Yeah, yep. That's the one we're talking about.
Right.
I'm excited for Cal Raleigh to be tough. That dude is a man and a half back there. And a few years ago, we still don't even really talk about it enough, what he did playing through that thumb injury. I'm not excited for Cal to have to play through injuries, but just knowing what a tough dude he is and the way he leads with his ability to just be out there and his dependability, I love it.
You know what he got so good at that second half of last year was being a force. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not running on me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he really picked up his throwing game.
Yes, he did.
For sure.
Yes, well, he talked to us about how Bryce Miller helped him a lot with that because it was fun to play with a pitcher that came up with the new pitch clock rules and could use those to their advantage.
100%.
Yep.
I'm excited for Garver's first hit at T-Mobile ever. He's never had a hit here.
44 at-bats.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the ovation Mitch Haniger should get today, and I'm excited to see Haniger's left ankle roll. Every time he does it when he gets a hit, I'm worried that he's going
never
to
understand
snap
how that works.
His ankle, but it works for him. It's sort of the opposite of the Scottie Scheffler right foot kick, but it's his left foot that kind of rolls over.
Yeah,
I think Corey Seager does it from the left side, too, I noticed.
He does.
How does that happen?
I'm excited about Jorge Polanco's two-strike approach and seeing what he looks like when he needs to drive in a runner. I'm excited to just watch double plays be turned at T-Mobile Park. I love a good double play. 6-4-3, 4-6-3, whatever. I love watching this team turn them. I'm excited. It won't happen right away, but to see Matt Brash's slider again, as filthy a pitch as you will find in baseball. I'm excited to see George Kirby's face when he walks someone or doesn't get the call. And I'm not wishing ill, but sometimes those
furious,
things happen.
George. Furious.
Just how unbelievably mad he is that he allowed
you
that to happen.
You think he will throw one knuckleball every start?
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so.
That's great.
Yep.
I'm excited for the random Dylan Moore pinch hit home run. That guy hits like one huge pinch hit home run a year, and you know that's coming at some point. I'm excited for Munoz to get back to throwing his fastball a little bit more and see some of that high heat. I'm excited to see Logan Gilbert turn into Walter for a day and just go out and dominate a pretty good lineup. I'm excited. 5 o'clock tonight, just 7 hours from now, to eat a double Mitchwich. I've been talking about it for a week and a half, and I can't wait to see if it lives up to the hype.
Even Katie Griggs knew how excited you were. That's how much you've spread the word.
Hey.
More than the pizza, huh?
I mean, the pizza's good. I've had that Detroit pizza. It's phenomenal. It's really good. And the crab one, I mean, that's high praise. But,
yep.
I mean, a double Mitchwich, that doesn't come around every day.
They also got pickles in the pouch now, too. I'm pretty excited about
really?
Those.
Really? Yep. Excuse me. I didn't know
pickles, in, pickles the in the pouch.
Yeah. Van Holten pickle in the pouch. Big fan.
You may have noticed there was one person that I've not yet mentioned, and he comes last because he is number one on this list, and that's Julio. And of all the things I'm excited about with Julio, two jump out to me. It's not just the home runs, although those are amazing. It's not just his ability to run, although that's amazing when he's stealing second. Two things. One, running down balls in the gaps. His defense has taken such a step forward, and I think it's going to be even more important this year with the guys who are going to be in the corner outfield.
And you heard Nelly say that.
Really
right?
Cover a lot of ground.
I mean, Nelly talking about him playing the field.
Huge. He really needs to be able to do that well this year. And then I'm excited to see Julio go to right center. Whether the ball goes out of the ballpark, whether he's hitting triples there and we get a chance to see them leg him out. When Julio has that right center power, that's when everything else comes off of it. And that's when you get to see the very best thing in sports for me. And that is a right-handed, big-time power hitter destroy balls to left fields. It is my favorite. I know there's people that love the lefties. Give me a big, monstrous, right-handed Nelly Cruz, Julio Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez. Just give me those guys
Mike
pounding
Zanino.
Balls over the left field fence. That's as pretty as it gets. Yeah. So there you go. Wow. Some things to be excited for this year.
I mean, there's also this.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep.
Play us out. Another long intro. You guys like the songs with the long intros, huh?
Well, I woke up late and checked my phone. A text from Salt today. I'm late again, so I'm headed for the field.
Oh, what a way to get us excited for tonight. Yeah. Opening day, we'll be in to talk about it tomorrow morning. Bump and Stacy are down at the park. And then Wyman and Bob outside of the Hatback starting at 2 o'clock. Good luck tonight. Have fun, everybody. Enjoy opening day, and we will catch you tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m., Justin. That's 6 a.m. we start. See if you can be here tomorrow.
Thank you. Yep.
Until then, the hay.
Barn, barn.
See everybody.
Get to the chopper! Today, look for me. I'll be set.